Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we head out on the Wade4.com hotline. Welcome in Billy Ripken, former big leaguer, currently a part of the MLB Network. Glad to have Billy spend a few minutes with us here to talk some baseball. He's got a new book out. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, Billy, I want to talk a little bit about the Braves here and the expectations for them in 2020. We know now about this injury to Cole Hamels. How concerned do you think Braves fans should be about this rotation?
Well, look, I think the depth is still pretty good. I really do. I think there are some, with Soroka doing his thing last year and coming on, I think there's some stuff that you can say, okay, we're good. No one ever likes to hear anything about anybody being down or having downtime, but I still think that the squad, you look at the team and you think, okay, I got Freddie. I've got Albies. I've got Swanson. Third base is going to be a little bit interesting. I got Acuna Jr. Marquez is back in the fold. So I think offensively everything's going to be fine. And look, the Braves historically figure out pitching and they figure out guys coming up through the system to get things done. So I'm not going to hit the panic button. And let's be very clear that they're back-to-back NL East champs, and I think they're back-to-back NL East champs for a reason, and let's see how the beginning of this season kind of plays out.
What should we expect from Marcell Ozuna in a Braves uniform?
Well, I think the dude's a pretty good fit, and look, what Josh Donaldson was able to do, and I know he doesn't play the same position, but you're kind of thinking, okay, this is the right-hand bat we're looking for to kind of pick up the slack right there. And I don't see any reason why that doesn't kind of play out that way. If he's right and if he's healthy and everything goes okay for him this year, there's no reason to think he's not hitting 30 and driving at 110. And that's just kind of what you want. And if he does that, then everything's even better, for the Atlanta Braves.
Billy Ripken, former big leaguer. He's part of the MLB Network now. He's also an author, got another book out. It's called State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. In your book, Billy, you talk about the formula for building a team. Two homegrown core position players. We know the Braves have that. You just rattled off a couple of those. You got to have the one homegrown starting pitcher. Braves have that. There's one homegrown reliever, not exactly there, but they do have Will Smith now on the back end of that bullpen. Do you see the Braves as a team that's built once again to have long-term success?
I do. And you look at the Braves of yesteryear when you guys won, 14 division titles in a row, and you looked around and you saw how that team was built. Teams that go to multiple World Series with a said group, a group of guys, usually have those guys come up through the system. And I don't think that's changed an awful lot whatsoever over a period of time. So, Acuna, Albies, Freddie Freeman, they're all yours. You got them. Soroka's up in the mix. You got a guy that you can put up towards the top of the rotation and talk about. And in yesteryear, what was it? Chipper Jones was in the mix. Andrew Jones was in the mix. I think Lemke was an original Brave, and it doesn't have to be the superstar that's out there. You plug and play to a degree, but guys coming up to a system somewhat together and you being able to have control over them for said number of years before you really got to pay them allows you to keep the guys a little bit longer and you can have some success. So I like what the Braves have done. I think that combination has worked well over the history of game for all organizations, but the Braves seem to have an idea of how to handle it as well.
What has to happen in your mind? You talk about the Braves going back-to-back in the East. What has to happen for the Braves to make it three in a row in the National League East?
Well, you need a little bit of luck to a degree, always in baseball. And what I'm saying about that, I'm not saying anything that doesn't have to go on in Atlanta's camp, but we know the Washington Nationals are pretty good. We saw what they were able to do as a wild card team. The Mets, I believe, have gotten themselves a little bit better this year. So that's going to be tough right there as well. And Philadelphia is going to do some things. I think Joe Girardi is probably right man, right spot to manage that team. So they have some possibilities as well. So when I look at the top two teams, the Nats and, to me, the Braves are my favorites at this point in time of the year to win that division. I kind of group the Mets and Phillies. They need more things to go right, I think, to upset the apple cart, because I think what the Braves have and what the Nationals have to start with are a little bit better.
Is there anybody in the National League that can surpass the Dodgers?
Well, the Nats certainly did it last year, and they were pretty good. And if you have the right guys on the bump that are throwing the ball well, and that's what the Nats did to the Dodgers last year, so I think any one of the teams that gets into the playoffs up against them. Now, I will say, yes, odds on favorite. On paper, you look at them and say they're probably the team to say will represent the National League in the World Series. But with that said, we know on paper that doesn't always work out. And sometimes in a series, if you run up against the wrong pitching staff, and in the case of last year it was the Washington Nationals, you don't get by them.
Billy Ripken from the MLB Network. His new book is out. It's called State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. We'll talk more about some new school analytics with Billy here in just a minute. But big news, I guess, over the last week or two in baseball has been the talk of expanding the playoffs. Your thoughts on it, Billy, coming from a baseball family, is expanding the playoffs, is this good for the game?
You know, it's a situation. I understand the thought process, and yes, I am of the old school variety. But I don't mind certain ideas and having conversations about certain things. I enjoyed the wild card when it was first introduced, and then I enjoyed the second wild card when it was introduced. I look at this as saying, okay, well, I don't want to get to a point where we add too many playoff teams to baseball, because I think basketball and hockey, when basically half the league gets into the postseason, I don't think that works for me. So if we went to six teams in each league and that corresponded with maybe a two expansion teams where we have 32 teams in baseball and then 12 teams go to the playoffs, that's still 20 teams that don't. So I think what the commissioner's office is doing is throwing some stuff out there, seeing what people can tolerate, what they can't. But the idea of an expanded playoff situation to a degree is okay by me to explore.
Billy Ripken from the MLB Network. Again, his new book, State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. State of Play is, again, it's about new school analytics. What do you think helped the Astros win a World Series more, new school analytics or stealing signs?
Well, before you entered into the second part of that equation, I think a lot was said that Houston Astros were smarter and did things differently than everybody else. And as we already talked about with the Atlanta Braves and the Atlanta Braves of yesteryear, the Houston Astros team wasn't built any differently. So we can keep the, you know, stealing sign gate separate from this. They drafted pretty well. They had guys in their mix that were core grown. And you could actually argue, I think it's easy to argue, if Bregman, Correa, Altuve, and Springer might be the four better talented position players of anybody's core, of anybody that's gone to a couple World Series in the past few years. So you look at them and say, yes, they may do things a little bit differently. Yes, they may use numbers a little bit differently. But the core of the situation, no pun intended, is they drafted pretty well. And the players they drafted, they hit on, and they got to the big leagues and had success.
Billy, I still like the stats on the back of the baseball card. To me, those are the numbers that you can determine whether or not a guy is a good player. What do you think now, given all the numbers that are out there now, we start talking about war and you know, defensive runs scored and all this kind of stuff, or defensive runs saved, I guess. What stats are important in today's game of baseball?
Well, I still like counting stats with you. And when we looked at the Washington Nationals winning the World Series last year, their 3-4 hitters were better than everybody else's 3-4 hitters that they faced in the postseason. And they ultimately won. They had starting pitching that went out there and pitched, and they competed, and they grinded it out. And to me, that had every bit of an old-school kind of look to them as what you would have. Rendon led the National League in RBIs. And yes, RBIs are a stat that needs to be recognized and applauded when you see somebody doing damage like that, because you win games by scoring more runs than the other team. Well, when you score runs, somebody's got to drive them in. And you look at these things and you go, okay, if somebody hits 300, old school number, and somebody hits 35, and someone drives in 120, old school number, it's pretty safe to say he had a pretty good year. And when you have players that do that, like Rendon did, in the middle of the lineup, and not hitting second, like some teams want to hit their best player second, the 3-4 spot for me is still that idea, you're going to be good. So, yeah, I get the idea of more information, some new numbers. I'm on board with looking at it. But don't confuse an old-school baseball guy with someone who just, as always said, throw the bats and balls out on the field and go get them. Old-school baseball guys have always used numbers, have always used information to better themselves. And if you give me information and numbers now to better me, if I can apply it to my actual daily job, like if I was the manager of a team, I'll accept them. But you have to accept the fact if I don't use them, there's a reason why I'm not using them, and I should not be looked upon as being rigid and unable or unwilling to conform to the new thinking.
How has it changed the role? You're the son of a manager, a former big league manager. How do you think these analytics have changed the role of a manager?
Well, it certainly the manager doesn't have near as much stroke as he once did, near as much clout as he once did. And I don't necessarily think that that's a really good thing. The guy down there in the dugout, the guy managing the team, should be in control. And he should have a staff of baseball people around him willing to listen to numbers that are handed down. But like I said, they have to be the right numbers, and you just can't shoehorn numbers in because it says, oh, this is what we're doing now. In yesteryear, the old school guy was looked down upon by the new school guys because they say things like, this is the way we've always done it. All right, that's not a very good statement. You need to have reasons. But nowadays, I believe that some of the new schools say, this is the way we do it now. Once again, not a very good statement, but it doesn't seem to reach the backlash that the old school guy reaches.
What of these new school analytics do you find to be fool's gold? Which one is the most overrated?
Well, I don't know which one's overrated. I think the one that gets overused and misinterpreted, and then it seems to snowball a little bit more, is the whole idea of launch angle and what people talk about. And we have to understand launch angle is nothing more than the ball coming off the bat. So think about that. The ball hits the bat, comes off the bat. That's what launch angle is. And I think what has happened over this past year or two, people use statements like, oh, look at that launch angle, and they're actually watching a slow-mo of a guy's swing. Well, the swing's not the launch angle. It's the ball coming off the bat. So if this was called exit angle, we'd be in a better position. Exit angle, ball hits the bat, it leaves the bat. And the idea of a hitter being able to work on his launch angle or improve his launch angle is a result. Because once again, it's off the bat, it's leaving. Hitters work on their swing. They work on their front side. They work on their backside. They work on their stride. They work on their hands. They don't work on results. They work on their swing. And the swing's not the launch angle. So that one kind of gets me the most is when you watch a broadcast and hear somebody talking about launch angle, and they seem to confuse people by assuming that the swing is the actual launch angle, and it's not.
Billy, thanks for the time, man. As always, ready to get baseball underway. Best of luck with the book, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up again.
All right, dude. Appreciate you.
It's Billy Ripken. He's been with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.